Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, me.
All done
right.
With the Backstreet Boys.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys have been especially creative today.
Fantastic.
I like a lot of these.
Because it's a great week.
It is a good week.
Oh, so good.
Gay listener number one.
Oh.
Number one.
Oh, I should say 800-400-3697. That's our text number. Gay listener number one. You know me from the secret show Napa.
Oh.
I don't do three ways anymore, and I've had a lot of them. The reason is because someone gets left out.
Oh, that's just so sad. It's nothing lonelier than being with other people.
Seems weird, though, that if it's three guys, that someone would get left out. It seems like everybody
wins.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
It seems like you just, you know, form a circle. Yeah.
When Vinny started the Muffin Report for the second time, I swear it made my morning. Have a great day.
Probably someone from the
sfjcjm.com. I don't know why, but thinking about Sarah throwing or dropping her muffin on the driveway makes me giggle. I'm in a small office, and several other people wearing headphones were giggling.
Why is that funny?
All the live long day with you guys.
Why is it funny?
I love y'all.
That I lost my food and wound up having to order eggs. That's not funny. It's a waste of money. That's not funny. That's a waste of money.
I love you all dearly, but I do love Vinny a teensy bit more. XOXO.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Count your minions, Vinny.
Oh, here's another one. 408 says, hi, Vinny. Most days you're my favorite. Hee hee.
What a jerk. Oh. And he calls them my minions. Meanwhile, they're all like, Vinny. Oh, is that Vinny? Oh, I heard he has a new kitchen and a cute baby. Oh,
oh God.
That's everything I want. And he lives 2 hours away. Bag drop.
Sarah is killing me again with her nutrition knowledge. Most nuts are loaded with fat. Typically, 70% of calories of nuts come from fat.
Yeah, they do, but they also have carbs. I'm telling you, I'm trying to follow this specific thing, and a handful of nuts is all I can have. And I also probably shouldn't have the ones that are also loaded with M&Ms. I mean, those don't seem like they're... It's hard to sort those out. They're hard to see. You might accidentally eat a bunch of M&Ms while you're eating that. Who wants to open a bag of trail mix and only eat the nuts? It's the only reason trail mix is popular is because they snuck M&Ms and cranberries or whatever into it. Raisins.
A bunch of people wrote in with their names smashed together.
Oh, okay.
I know a Brian and Julie named their kid Briley, which is both their names.
That's
our
sweet.
Son Dayton is a combination of using my name and my husband's, Darcy and Anton. Dayton.
Oh, that's cute.
Our friend did Michelle plus Lisa, Leal, whatever. Marvin equals Margaret and Vincent.
Adorable, Marvin.
Good morning to all the Brandies, is in quotes. My name is Brandy. Obviously, this bit made my day.
Was it Brandy?
Yeah,
it was,
she says
it was Brandy.
She says
way.
It's Brandy.
Brandy's
can't listen to the Brandy song without thinking of my radio family. Love it.
Your radio family.
What the crap, Vinny? We're all waiting for your Brandy, and then you leave us hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that part again.
Brandy.
Nice. Turns out it was Brandy.
My greatest field trip memory was the entire bus making the honk the horn motion and a trucker smiling at us as he did it. The entire bus cheered with our hands in the air. Thanks for reminding me of that, Vin.
There is a weird awesomeness to that.
I'm telling you, that happened like last week.
Mm,
the dude pulls over, or whoever it was, pulls over, and I'm like, oh, crunch.
Oh, well, bye.
I didn't think about the person
in front of me. Well, you're not going to pull over and explain.
Well,
I'm sure they're already scared of you.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
Because you were honking your horn.
Oh, right.
Them.
Well,
what's happening? I'm going the speed limit. Oh, I'm terrible.
Sarah, thank you for recommending Afterlife. Brilliant show. Can't wait for season two.
Yeah, that was, you know, I can't remember what show we were talking about this morning where they said, oh, Watchmen, The Watchmen. Mm-hmm. They said it was sort of like it wrapped everything up. It was its own entity in however many episodes. I actually feel that way about Afterlife. I'm a little bit scared to see.
You're hoping it's done.
Well, I loved all the characters, and I'd love to see them going on with him in a new state of mind, but it's so perfect in those six episodes. It's like a three-hour-long movie. It's on, I think it's on Netflix. It's, what's that? Afterlife.
Afterlife.
Afterlife is the name of it. It's Ricky Gervais. He wrote it, he directs it, he stars in it, and it's just wonderful. I loved it.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So speaking of dreams this morning, have you ever had a dream with Vinny in them before? And if so, were they yummy sexual ones?
I have had sex dreams about Vinny. I don't tell people at work when I have, I mean, I don't usually. I might have told you about it like on a secret show or something. But I don't, you know, if I have a sex dream about someone at work, I actually think that makes people uncomfortable. Like, oh, gang, guess what? I had a sex dream about you. And then what? Now what? I'm going to tell you all about
right,
it? Like,
well, come on.
No, it doesn't seem workplace appropriate.
Yay! Threesome talk with my 15-year-old.
Oh, my God.
She's cringing.
Oh,
I'm laughing hysterical. She keeps going, oh, my God, Sarah, clasping her pearls. I said, no slut shaming in my car.
Yeah, that's right. Don't shame the slut. I'm not ashamed. I don't care. Made me who I am today. Everything that I've lived in my life has made me the person I am today. I accepted that a long time ago. I try to have no regrets. I do have some. Of course, everybody does.
Everybody should. Those people who are like, no regrets. Really?
Well,
you've never made a mistake that you thought, I wish I hadn't hurt that person's feelings
my
effort to do me.
And I'm saying, so if you're going to live with no regrets, try to find a way to either make that better or reconcile yourself
right.
to the fact that you had to learn something from that. And it brought you to the place that you are now, that you learned something
and
brought it forward.
No, I'm with you, and I'm not trying to tell you to regret, but I do think that that whole, like, you
no
know,
regrets.
Those people, no, come
no
on,
regrets.
Have a regret or two.
Don't.
Feel bad about having hurt someone's feelings or made a mistake
feel
where
bad
someone
about
was
it
affected
and learn from
by
it.
That.
Learn from it and go forward.
Hey, you
living
boning
better.
Everybody hurt nobody.
I hurt some people.
I don't know.
I can think of a couple of people I hurt.
They were lucky to.
That's true. They were lucky that I let them in.
Sarah, why don't you wear camisoles instead of bras under those see-through shirts? Plus, it'll keep you warm. It'd be my perfect solution if I was your size.
Well, I don't want to wear anything tight. Under that's the whole point of the not wanting to wear the bra. But I find that camis, like, my shirt, like, rides up on it. And I'm like, now I'm pulling down two shirts. Like, no, I just want to put on a T-shirt and no bra and live my life.
I haven't worn a bra in 2 years, and it's been so great.
Yeah, I should do that.
It's a 760. I believe that's San Diego.
I should just start, you know, when I get home, I take off all my constrictive work clothes. And
your jeans and T-shirts?
No, I leave the jeans on. And just take off the T-shirt and the, or, you know, I try to wear something halfway decent looking and fail most times, but it's the bra. So then I put on just a big, heavy, like I like black T-shirts because you can get dirt all over them and you can't really see your boobs or anything. I can walk around the town. You know.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey,
I feel
town.
Like I got a secret.
Hey, Mill Valley.
Hey, Mill Valley.
Look at me jiggle.
Yeah. Or don't. You can't even see it. We thought your boobs.
I spent a month in China, and every time I would blow my nose, there was black in there.
Ugh.
So gross.
That's why you gotta wear those masks.
I guess that's why they wear them, right? Mm. Must
Horrible
be.
Horrible air quality.
You don't need a QR code app anymore.
I don't know.
Newer phones, you just use the camera and pick it up and aim it at the QR code automatically.
Oh, good for you for knowing everything. God.
Well, now we know.
I don't even look at QR codes. Like, I mean, I guess... I thought those were going to be a thing, and it turned out they never did get big.
Vinny, coming on 24 years sober, do you ever have a dream where you wake up and thought that you drank, but you really didn't? Yes, I have had those vivid partying dreams where I woke up bummed.
Yeah.
And it takes a minute to realize, oh, that didn't happen.
Cigarettes, too. People who quit cigarettes.
Thank God.
I know,
yeah,
right?
I've
the relief
the
is real. You know, I was reading a story. I didn't get to it today, but Billy Joe Armstrong is saying he's not sober anymore.
I've had that suspicion because of posts. I follow him on Instagram.
He went
and I've seen
for a while.
Posts.
In 2012, he went on a huge onstage rant against Justin Bieber and his musical equipment.
Right.
And then he checked into rehab for alcohol and prescription drug abuse, stayed sober for years. He says, I'm not really sober anymore. I had a time where I needed to learn to grow up a little and take responsibility for myself and my own independence, and I did. Now moving forward, had a good run, let the good times roll.
Good for him.
Yeah.
If he can do it. Look, if it
takes
doesn't
you back over
negatively
him.
Affect you, then good for him. And right. He's someone who, one of the things that I tripped out on when it came out that he was someone who had
a
struggle, I thought, I can't think of anyone who's more prolific than those guys.
I know.
So how is it possible with how many albums have they written and recorded?
10, 12.
More than that even, I think.
No idea.
I mean, it certainly hasn't sidetracked the band.
No, it hasn't.
They're prolific.
Well, I think that when you tour and are in a band for a living, it's just so part of an everyday existence that it probably, you know, it got out of control. And
then he put out an album with the band called The Long Shot, which mm-hmm. was one of his side. And then the Fox Tub.
And he did a thing with
Boxcar Fox Tub. I don't even know.
He did a whole Everly Brothers thing with the chick you love.
Oh, what is her name?
She's Ravi Shankar's daughter.
I love her.
And she had some hits.
Foxborough Hot Tubs.
Foxborough Hot Tubs is who I was thinking of.
No, no, no.
That was the next question.
Nora Jones. You ruined her for me, and it's
been
trouble for me
ever since. I
didn't
ruin her for you. I
called
the number you allegedly have and went, the number you've reached.
You could have left it. I was walking around with Nora Jones' number in my phone until you called it, and it wasn't her.
Well, let's call that. You know Nora Jones. Let's do this.
Awful.
It wasn't me.
Mean lady. Let me just ruin your good times.
She's saying there. No way.
One of these days, I may just call her up. You never know.
Well, go ahead and call her. It's going to go.
Well, it's been deleted. It's the point of carrying around a number with Nora Jones' name on it.
Can't think of one reason. So let's check that thing and get that off your phone. Don't you want a nice, clean phone?
Great job, everyone. Thank you for your text.
Yes, good work. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This is not goodbye.
Right. Thanks to the technology of recorded audio, we will be here for a few more hours.
We will. So enjoy. Just stick around. Look, the Backstreet Boys aren't going anywhere either. And that is why
I never want to hear you say.
Oh, man, you should hear some of these giveaways. Stick around just for the giveaways.
Right.
We're doing it all day till 6 o'clock. Don't forget, you guys, tonight. Season 40 of Survivor.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I thought
you were talking about Jane comes on.
She's the night show, or the evening show. Yes. Jane says.
And then Survivor, you're right.
That's right. All the good things are coming your way on Hope Day as we are here dead smack in the middle of the best week ever.
Right.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.